Okay, Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Erev and daf Samaches, a good night of Shabbos. We are at the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots, and we begin with a story. Hayu Yanuka Deishtapech Chamime. There's a baby whose water spilled. What does that mean? So, basically, we explained already in Masechta Shabbos that it used to be important for the baby to have hot water after a mila. They used to be considered an Indian of Pikuach Nefesh. So on Shabbos, there had to be a milah on Shabbos, and the water spilled. And there's a big discussion amongst the Rishonim, and it has a lot of nafkaminas in different areas and realms of halacha. Pikuach nefesh, docha Shabbos, derabbanan, derais, etc. We're not going to get into the whole thing here, but basically we'll take Rashi and Tosfos' approach. Let's assume this was before the milah was done. Right before the milah, they're preparing all the things they need for the bris, and oh, by the way, the hot water spilled. So what do you do? Right, so Amalu Rabba Naisule Khanime Migo Bisaya. So Rabba said, so go get some hot water from my house. Right, the problem is, right, if you look at Rashi over here, if you look at Rashi Migo Bisaya, about six lines up in Rashi, the basic the Rabba Vatino Kaya Babais Acher Bauso Chatzer. The Rabba lived in the same chatzer, but the bris was happening in a different house. In the same chatzer. So Amalei Abaye said to him, "Hello, Arvina." So Abaye says, "One second, we didn't make an Erev." I guess Abaye and Rabba, I guess they lived in the same chatzer. So Amalei, or maybe he had come, Nismo Chashitov, said, "Okay, fine, well, let's just rely on the Shitufe Mavos." There must have been a Shitufe Mavos that they made, not only, right, an Erev is the, when you combine an Erev Chatzeros is for the chatzer, a Shitufe Mavos is so that the Erev is an Erev basically that's made so that you can use the mavoi that the chateros lead into. So he said, okay, if we don't have an Erev in our chater, we'll rely on the shituf, on the shtufim mavos. So the problem is, we didn't make a shtufim mavos either. So then Rabba said there, and this is where it gets fun with all the Rishonim and the Achronim, etc. Let's go tell a guy to bring it. Let's go tell a guy to bring the hot water. So Rabbi, boy la usfei lamar velo shavkan. Veloshavkan Rav Yosef, sorry. Meaning, Abaye said, I want to further ask Rabba, but Rav Yosef told me to leave him alone. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kahana, Ki Avina Be'er Rav Yehuda, Hava Amarlan, B'daraisas Mosvinan Tiyufta, V'hadar Avdinan, Maisa, and B'rabbanan, Avina Maisa, V'hadar Mosvinan Tiyufta. Because they had said, Rav Kahana had said, when you're faced with a question, you have an issue, you have a shiloh, whatever it is, so, meaning, you think that this is the proper halacha, but you have a kasha on it. So, by d'oraisas, you resolve all questions first. Right? Mosvinam tiyufta, right? First, you ask the questions. But any questions you may have, because, right, again, d'oraisas are more serious. So, as long as then, after you have the clear bottom line psak, so then you can do the maisa, then you can do the action. But by d'rabanans, so, okay, if you think this is the psak, but you have a kasha, so we do whatever the psak is, and then you go ask a kasha afterwards. So we're dealing with Amir l'Nachri, that's a Durabanan. So Abaye said, I had a kasha, I wanted to keep on asking Rabba, but Rav Yosef wouldn't let me, so they went all along with what Rabba had said. The Vasar Hachi, after they did the bris, after they told the guy to go bring the water, and etc., the bris is over, everything was done, so Amalei, my boy is the Osfei Lamar. So he said to him, Rav Yosef said to Abaye, what was your kasha? What did you want to ask? So Amalei, so he said to him, to Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, Hazah Shvus, Van Mir L'Nachri Shvus. And there are two Dirim D'Rabbanan, Amilu Nachri, that which we just talked about, right? Telling a guy to do malach for you on Shabbos. Hazah is sprinkling the paraduma. We know back in the day when someone became tamei, so part of the becoming tamei process was sprinkling the paraduma on this person on the third day and the seventh day. And the Gemara says in Psachim on Daf Samech Hey, if I'm not mistaken, and it goes for a couple of blot. The Gemara there discusses and it points out that doing that sprinkling on Shabbos is Asur Mid Rabbanan. The Gemara says because you may come to carry and bring one aspect, either the water or the Ezov or one of the aspects, one of the things that you need for the Paraduma sprinkling, you Shem Mavirin with Alanamas, right? You might, or you carry from Shuster or Shus, you might do Havara and you might carry it, Hotzah, whatever it is, you might carry it on Shabbos. Rashi there says, gives another reason, Which is unclear because the Gemara seems to say pretty clearly that it's because you might come to carry it. But Rashi says because it looks like you're fixing something. Right? For the same reason we don't teach Trumas and Maasos on Shabbos, because it looks like Metaken Mon. It looks like you're finishing something. It looks like Makom Patish. Like you're looks like you're like this person was Tahor, was Tamei. Now he's going to be Tahor, right? So even though there's no physical change, there's a spiritual change. And the person can now, I don't know, eat Trumas and Maasos, etc. That's not really true, but you're fixing a person's Tumah status. Right? You're taking Trumas and Maasos, you're fixing the Tevel status. You're changing the Halachic status. So there's an Isra Darabanan because it seems to be similar to Tikkun Mana, to Makom Patish, etc. Now, Gemara doesn't say that. Rashi says that over there in the Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, both of those things, sprinkling the Paraduma on Shabbos, and Amir al-Nakhri are both derabanans. Ma hazar shvus v'im dog is a Shabbos, and we know, like we said before, that the sprinkling the paraduma is not dog a Shabbos. So af Amir al-Nakhri shvus v'im dog a Shabbos. So too Amir al-Nakhri. I don't get it. Why does Amir al-Nakhri work? I mean, he just had the whole kasha on the meaning, the whole concept of Amir al-Nakhri. Why is that fine? So Amar leis Rav Yosef said back to him. Right, 1 second, there is a difference. A derabanan that has an action, meaning that when you tell the guy to do a maisa, but a derabanan that does not have a maisa. Meaning, if you have to tell the guy to do an isur daraisa on Shabbos, so in a chanami, that's aser. But to tell the guy just to carry in the chatzar, which is a din derabanan, so that's fine. And that's the Gemara says, the Hamar lo Amar l'Nachri zil achim, because the Rav Rabba didn't tell the guy to go heat up some water, he told him to bring some water, meaning there already was hot water. So Amar l'Nachri only works when you're dealing with din d'Rabbana, not din d'Oraisa. Okay, Amar l'Rabba bar Chanan l'Abaye, there's a Mavui, the East Bay Trey Gavri, Rav Ravi Karabanan. Right, are you telling me, 1 second, we said before, right, Rabba and Abaye went back and forth, I'll rely on the Erev, there is no Erev, I'll rely on the Mavui, the Shtufi Mavos, there is none. So could it really possibly be that a Mavua, the East Bay Trey Gavri, a Mavui with these two Gdolei Ador, didn't have an Erev, or didn't have a Shtufi Mavos? How's that even possible? So Amalei, my Navid Mar. Right, so 1 second. They couldn't have done it. I mean, it wasn't possible. My Navid, what were they supposed to do? Mar love Orche, for Mar, for the master, for Rabba, Rashi says, in Kvodu Laksor al Bnei Mavui Legivos Hashiduf, Rabba was such a Talmud Chacham, it wasn't appropriate for him to go around and collect bread from each person, right? That wasn't Bekavadik. So he couldn't have done that. So Anna and me, meaning Abaye, Trudim Begir Soy, I'm learning all day, right? I can't go around and take care of it. In Nulo Mishgachi and the other people in the Chatzar don't care at all. V'i Ikni Luhu Pita Besala, and if I would, literally means if I would buy, not buy, but be Kona, be Makna to them, to give them a chelek of my pita, I get my bread in my basket, meaning like I would be, I would say, this part of bread is for Reuven, and this part of the bread is for Shimon, and this part of the bread is for Levi, meaning I would kind of give them some bread, and then inevitably that would mean that each person in the chatzar owned some of the bread in the basket in my house, so that wouldn't work either, because came the ibo le laminai, because if they would come and ask for some of that bread, lo efshel litcho bit nahale, right? He wasn't wealthy enough. He wasn't able to give out the actual chelek that he was makna to them. So that's already, that doesn't work, right? And batal shituf, and that would mess up the area of the shtufa mivoz, right? You can't play a game, right? If you're going to be makna some of the bread, and each person in the chatzar has a piece of bread in this basket, so you can't not give it to him when he comes and asks for it. Right, the Tanya, like we learned in Brisa, Echav and Binimabu, Shabike Shayan, Shaman, Velo Nasnolo, Batev Hashituf. Batel Hashituf. Right, if someone asks for his Chelek in whatever is the Shituf for the Mabui, or the Erev, so then it's no good. Right, because he takes it back. Right, it's like he's removing himself from the Erev. And again, we need everybody in the Chatzar to be joined in the Erev. So they couldn't have done it. It wasn't because they didn't want to, it just didn't work. So the Gemara says, "I benikni lumari v'yasa dechalal bechavisa." So he said, "Why don't you take a revius of not challah? Challah is challah with an aleph, which means vinegar. And why don't you take a revius of vinegar in a barrel and give each one of them, a chalik in this barrel of vinegar. We're going to learn later that an eruv was usually done with bread, but a shtufa mevo was usually done with wine. But you didn't need to use necessarily wine, you could use vinegar. So why don't you just kind of have this barrel and everybody will take a revius from it and just leave it there. So that doesn't work either, because Tanya ein mishtafin be'otzer, because you can't use a shituf with stored items. Meaning you can't just store a barrel and leave it there the entire year. You need to actually bring food that is eaten, not like storage stuff. Didn't we learn in the Braisa that you can? That's machlokes beis shamai and beis hillel. Did not like learned in the Mishnah. Hames bevayis. Now this is going to be an example that's not related to this at all. But basically, what we're going to see is that there's a concept of breira, meaning why would we allow someone to use, let's say, a barrel of vinegar and kind of take, mistama, they're using that barrel, they're using the vinegar in that barrel throughout the year, right? It's kilu, it's in storage, but they go in and they take some. So why would you be allowed to use that? So because the concept of breira, again, if you remember, that means that we determine after the fact what we originally intended. Meaning, when you take out some vinegar from the barrel, so we assume that the vinegar that is left in the barrel was made for the Eruv. Or we assume retroactively that that was the item that you wanted to use. So if you have, again, let's say the barrel is used throughout the year and you have, let's say, 10 reviuses of vinegar left, we assume that those were the 10 reviuses of vinegar for each of the people in the chatzar, for example. If there were 10 people in the chatzar, for example, that we used throughout the year. We don't say that, when I went to take some of the vinegar, I took out your part of the eruv. And you say, no, breira works. We determine after the fact, retroactively, that these were the 10 chalakim, 10 reviuses of vinegar that we wanted to use for the eruv or the shituf throughout the year. So the question, that's the machlokas peshama beis hillel, whether we can apply breira in this case. And the Mishnah that we're going to prove that's machlokas peshama beis hillel has nothing to do with eruv, but it has everything to do with breira. And it's a Mishnah we've quoted a couple of times, if it sounds familiar. The case is like this. Hameis bevayis bebayis, a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, passed away in a house, v'lo psachim harbe. And there are a lot of exits. And the halacha is that if you're going to take a mace through an exit, so everything under the lintel and under the exit in the doorway becomes tameh. If you don't know which one you're going through, so the Gemara says here, if you look at read the Mishnah again, the Gemara, kulan tameyim, right? All of them are tameh, because it could be that you'll take the mace through that doorway. But niftachecha mehem, if you open one door, so then hutameh v'kulan tameyim. If you decide, or you open the door, or you decide this is where the mace is going. Right, if you actually, again, according to this part of the Mishnah, if you actually open the door, so then the rest of them, all the other doorways underneath them, is going to be tohar, and then the item underneath is also going to be tohar. But until then, until you decide and choose, all of the doorways are tameh. If you decided, if you chose, you're going to use, the northern entrance, or a window that is at least 4x4 tefachim, matzil es kol ha-psachim kulon, you can decide. You don't even have to open the door. You can choose, right, and say, we're going out through the northern entrance, so all the other exits are going to be saved, quote-unquote, from becoming tameh. Beshame omrim, beshame says, pusha chishev ad shel yom hameis, that's only if you decided before the guy passed away. Chaman Otzlan, if he's a ghost, he looks like he's going to pass away soon, so they decide before he dies, that's going to work out. But if you decide after the fact, then it's too late. Beis Hillel Omrim, no. Af Mishiyamos Hameis. Even after the guy died, we're going to say Breira, and that retroactively, that was the door you were using the entire time. So Beis Hillel holds that you can use do Breira, and Beis Shammai holds that you cannot. Okay, fine. Another story about bris where the water spilled out. The baby, they spilled out the water. Again, let's just take Rashi and Tosfos Pshat that it happened before the milah. Again, because we said theoretically the issue with saying that it's after the milah is because in the time of the Gemara we assumed that was pikuach nefesh. If the baby didn't have hot water, there was a pikuach nefesh situation, right? Obviously nowadays not necessarily as true. But okay, either way, let's say according to Rashi and Tosfos, it happened before the bris. And you really, again, to put a baby into a life-threatening situation, maybe you'd be doing chesha. Okay, there's a lot of hawk about this. But either way, Amalu Rava. Rava said, Nishayle le'ime itzriche. Let's go ask the mother if she needs hot water, for her health. And Nechem le'nachri agav ime. And let the goy heat up some water for the mother. Right? And then we go have water for the child. What are you talking about? The mother is fine. She's sitting there, and the phrase he says is like eating dates. Like she's sitting there chilling out. What do you mean she needs water? You have to say maybe that she went crazy. Maybe she has no idea what she's doing. Maybe she's like just gone crazy. Okay, third story. There was, again, a case where the water spilled out for the baby's bris, before the bris. And Amarlu Rava, and Rava said, okay, so actually, before we get to the story, let's just draw out exactly what's going on over here. If you see there's a diagram in Rashi, it's not so clear. Basically like this. Rava lived in one chatzer. The bris was happening in a chatzer that was next to it. Right, and there was no Eruv between the two Chatzeros. Each Chatzer had their own Eruv, but there was no Eruv between the two Chatzeros. And both Chatzeros had an exit into Rishus HaRavim. So it wasn't like you needed both Chatzeros to have an Eruv to carry into it, right? Because they were there each its own entity. Again, it's like one of the cases we had before, a couple of blot ago, where they don't asr on each other, the Eruvim do not asr on each other, but if you don't have an Eruv between the two of them, then you can't carry from one chatzer to the next. So the baby was in one chatzer, in a house in one chatzer. Rava lived in a house in another chatzer that was connected to it, but there was no Eruv between the two chatzeros. So what happened? So Amalu Rava, Rava said, Panu limane mi be gavri levei nashi. Apparently, Rava's house was set up so that the men's area was adjacent to the exit of the house, right? And the women's areas, the women's quarters, shall we say, were behind that. So there was no exit from the women's quarters into the chatzer. There was only an exit from the men's quarters into the chatzer. So Rava said, let's get all the kelim out from the front area of the house, meaning the men's quarters, and I will go over there. Vivate lehu hachatzer, and I will be mevatel my rishus to my chatzer. Meaning, if Rava is mevatel his rishus, so you wanted to move all the kelim out of his house, so people don't actually carry into the chatzer. Meaning, when Shabbos hit, they had an eruv, and Rava could carry kelim into the chatzer, but now he's going to be mevatel his rishus. So he didn't want anybody to carry from his house into the chatzer. And in that way, they would be able to get the water from his house to the other chatzer. So I'm going to read the Rav of Amar Shmuel in Bittul Rishus, Mechatzer the Chatzer. One second. How does you, being mevatel your Rishus to your chatzer, help the other chatzer? So he said back to him, "Anak Rabbi Yochanan Tzvi'alei, right? The Amar Yesh Bittul Mechatzer the Chatzer. I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you can't. Right? There is a bittul from one chatzer to the next. Okay, one second. Right? Ve'i lo sever like Shmuel, and it says, Ravina said, one second, you don't hold like Shmuel. Right? You really don't hold like Shmuel. And Nesiv Mar Beduchte v'Nivatel l'Leditu. Right? So why don't you just stay where you are?" And mevatel the rishus, the people who need that water, v'nihadru inu v'nivatelu lamar, and then they can return the rishus back to you. To Amar Rav, Rav said mevatlan v'chozer n'mevatlan, because Rav said you can play a game a little bit. You can be mevatel your rishus to the people who need to carry the water, right? If you're mevatel the rishus to them, so they are allowed to carry in both chatzeros. That's how you get the hot water from Rava's house to the people where they're having the bris. They would come, and they would take the rishus to carry and everything, and they can go to Rava's house and take the stuff back, but Rava himself would be restricted because he was in Bavadol and rishus. But Rav says that you can play a game, and they can give you back rishus to carry in the chatzer. So why don't you just do that? So Rava said, aha, Ana b'ha'a k'shmul s'frile. Now, like that, I do hold like Shmuel. The Amar in mevatlin b'chos in mevatlin. Who holds that you can't play that little game and be mevatlin and get it back. Ravina says, once again, v'lavcha taimahu. The whole concept of in mevatlin l'chotzer l'chotzer and mevatlin v'chotzer mevatlin is the exact same din. It's the exact same machlokas. My taima, aim of atman, chosrim of atman. What's the reason you can't play this game and go back and forth? La mishum dekem in devatel reshusay is talikle mehakalagamre. Right, because when a person is mevatel his reshus, he it's like he moved to another town. It's like he's totally gone. Ve'avali kaven chotzer acheres. It's like he lives in another chotzer. Vein bittel reshus mechotzer lechotzer. And once he's in another chotzer, you can't be mevatel reshus from one chotzer to the next. So mar nami lo mevatel. So that also doesn't work for you. But you can't go back and forth. I mean, it's the same machloket. So if you hold that mevatel and mechotzer lechotzer, so then you can play this game. If you hold ein mevatel and mechotzer lechotzer, then you can't. You told me that you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to be mevatel from chotzer lechotzer. So Rav said back to him, no, hasu ma'anim taima. That's not the reason why you can't play this game back and forth, be mevatel and get the reshus back. No, right, the reason you can't play this little game is exactly because it's the reason it sounds is because it's a game, because it's a scam. Right, you're mevatel your reshus, then oh, you know, I'll give it back to you. What is this game? What is this? You're dancing around the dinim d'rabbanan here. Right, it'd be a joke. So that's why it's not because they're related one to the next. Okay, gufa. Let's go back to something we just said. Rav Amar Mevatlan v'chozer Mevatlan. Shmuel Amar Ein Mevatlan v'chozer Mevatlan. Again, can you play this little game here, where you can be Mevatlan Rishus to the Chatzer to someone else, where someone else can now has your permission to carry out throughout the Chatzeros, and then can that guy in turn give you back your Rishus? So Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, yes or no? Labor Rav Shmuel Pluk the Rabbanu Rabbi Elazar coming for game. Maybe they're arguing within a machlokas in the Tanayim between the Rabbanu Rabbi Elazar. The Rav Amar Karabanan and Shmuel Amar Rabbi Elazar. The Rav holds like the Rabbanan and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar. Well, what machlokas are we talking about? So this is a machlokas back in the beginning of the Masechta. The Chachamim had said if someone's mevatel his reshus to other people in the Chotzer, those people are not allowed to carry from his house to the chotzer. Rabbi Elazar had said, no, if you're mevatel your reshus to the chotzer, so everyone is allowed to carry from that person's house to his chotzer. Right? Obviously that's important because that's how, for that case, the previous case, because that's how they were getting the water from Rav's house. Right, so maybe you have a machlokas here, Rav and Shmuel, and Rav holds like the Chachamim, who says that if you're mevatel your reshus to the chotzer, meaning it still gets his house, so therefore people are not allowed to carry from your house to the chotzer. Right, we don't view like you moved it out to, you know, it's not like you moved out of the chotzer, right? You still get to keep your house. But Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar, who says that no, you all also are being mafkir your house. And therefore, ein mevatlan v'chozer mevatlan, because it's as if you moved out of the chotzer. So the Gemara says, no, Amar lecha Rav, Rav could say, Ana da amri afil Rabbi Elazar. I could even hold like Rabbi Elazar, because ad kan look Amar Rabbi Elazar also, because only over there Rabbi Elazar says, I'm mevatlan reshus chotzer and reshus beito batel. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that if you're mevatlan, you're reshus to the chotzer, you don't even get the rights to your house, meaning everyone else can carry in your house? It's as if you moved outside of the chotzer, because nobody lives in a house without a chotzer, right? So if you move out to reshus to the chotzer, it's as if you're moving out of your house. But in terms of bittul reshus to get it back, playing this back and forth, so no one said that has nothing to do with anything. He may not necessarily say that. Meaning, if the whole reason is because you wouldn't live in the house without a chotzer, so they're fine. But who says over here that you can't go back and forth? Shmuel, Amar Shmuel would say, "An damrika afil k'rabbanan." Even Shmuel could hold like the rabbanan because ad kan lo kamir rabbanan hasam ela my debatel batel with lo batel lo batel. Why did the Chachamim say that you're mevatel reshus to the chutzner but not to your house? Because that's what you said. Right? Whatever you said is your mevatel. That's what you're mevatel. So if you said I'm mevatel reshus to the chutzner, that doesn't mean you lose your house, right? Right, avamai debatel mi estelik legamri. But what he is mevatel from, it could be that he's totally mevatel from it, and he can't necessarily get it back. And therefore, with regards to the chatzar, it could be, theoretically, that he moved, quote-unquote, he moved to another chatzar, and he can never get it back. Okay, fine. Let's try again. Amar of Acha Bar Chana, Amar of Sheshes, Ketanai. Maybe this Machlokes Rav Shmuel, whether you can play this Mevatlan, Vechozer, Mevatlan, going back and forth type game, is like a different Machlokes Tanai. And here that we actually do quote the Mishnah. Mishan Asim Rishuso Go, Tzibim Beshogi, Bim Bemezid. If a person gave Nasan Rishuso, meaning he gave his Mevatel his Rishus, right? He gave over his Rishus to the people on the Chatzer, and then he took stuff out into the Chatzer. So, regardless of whether he did a Beshogeg or Bemezid, that's like he retracted his giving of Rishus, and therefore Oser, meaning he asers on the rest of the people who live in the Chatzer to carry into the Chatzer. That's the Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bemezid Oser, Beshogeg Ein Oser. If he did it on purpose, okay, that's a retraction of his giving Rishus. But Beshogeg, if he did a Beshogeg, so then he's not going to Oser because that's not like he's being Mevatel, the Bittel that he had done. My love, Ba'akam Lefri, isn't this exactly the Machlokas? Right, the Mar Sabra Mevatlin, Chosra Mevatlin, Mar Sabra Ein Mevatlin, Chosra Mevatlin. The Rebbe Meir says that you can be Mevatel and then get Rishus back. And therefore, right, even if he goes out b'shogeg, okay, he's mevatel it, but he can still get his he can be mevatel once again. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, you can't go back on it. So if he did it on purpose, then he asers it. But if he did a b'shogeg, he doesn't get it back. If he did a b'shogeg, then he doesn't get it. Yeah, then he doesn't get it back. So Amar of Acha Bar Tachlifa Mishmei the Rava Lo. So he said, Rava said, no, that's not the machlokas whatsoever. Tukuli Amar Ein Mevatlan V'Chozer Mevatlan. It could be that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir hold that you cannot go back and forth and back and forth and be mevatel and then get the rishos back and then be mevatel again or whatever. V'Hacha, simply the machlokas over here is B'Knas Oshogei Gato Meizid Kam Mefugi. Do you make a knas? Do we fine you? Do we make a punishment? But do we give a fine for someone who did it b'shogeg, for someone who took out the kelim b'shogeg? Because you may come to confuse it with someone who did it b'mezid. Marsav, Rabbi Meir holds, kansu shogeg otu mezid. They said that even if you took it out b'shogeg, we're going to say that you're asering on the rest of the on the rest of the guys to carry into the chatzer. Because maybe if you do it b'mezid, right, that for sure asers and everybody else, but you might get confused between shogeg and mezid. And review the holds that we don't make a knas, so therefore you have a difference between mezid and shogeg, right? If you did it on purpose, then you aser on the other people to carry in the chatzar, but if you did a shogeg, then you do not. Okay, finally, when Rav Ashi says, no, actually, Rav Shmuel put the Rabbi Lezer Rabbanon Kamifugi. Rav Ashi says that the whole back and forth which we had before, kind of nullifying the link between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, right, don't listen to that answer. That's not a correct answer. And actually, Rav and Shmuel are arguing within that Machlokes, which we just quoted, not this one, but the last one, between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Okay, we're going to call it here just because it's Erev Shabbos and Shabbos is coming. But Mitzvah Shem, we'll go Vayter on the Hedek Shas tomorrow. And Mitzvah Shabbos, we'll record the Shir. Have a great, great Shabbos Bereishis, the beginning of Mitzvah Shem, many tremendous things. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.